that Colin Klein is coming out here now for a passing clinic.
Yes, he's coming July 17th and 18th.
And as far as this is a big deal, obviously, because we know what Colin Klein stands for, at least in these parts. But from a coaching perspective, even from the young kids and to your guys right now, what does this mean?
Well, I think anytime you can bring, you know, someone with the caliber of Colin Klein, not just on the football field, but the kind of person that he is, to visit with young, you know, athletes that, you know, about how to do the right thing and how to be a leader. I think that's just a great thing to help reiterate a lot of the things that coaches are already trying to, you know, instill in their kids. But also, you know, sometimes it helps to change the filter, and they're definitely going to have the attention when Colin is speaking to them.
You mentioned a couple of those highlights. What specifically, looking at your kids now, what do you want them to take away from meeting a guy like Colin Klein?
Well, I just wanted to understand, you know, how he stood his ground on all his morals and who he was, and, you know, fought peer pressure and things in this day and age. You know, we hear how hard it is for kids to fight those things. And, you know, here's no one better than the quarterback of a Division I football team who was player of the year in the Big 12 and also a Heisman Trophy runner-up. That who else better to learn from, and, you know, to understand that you don't have to fall into those traps of peer pressure to do things that you shouldn't be doing that don't make you, you know, any better at athletics, and, you know, that it can be done. And he's, you know, kind of the trophy boy for that. And you know, if they can pick something up, you know, that way of understanding, and if they can pick up, you know, one little thing to help them better at their position, I think that would be a success for the 2 days.
Well, and let's get to that as far as the quarterback position. I know the summertime is integral as far as making sure that you're ready for fall camp, and obviously the start of the regular season comes September 6th. So what do you want them to, as far as your quarterbacks, what do you think they can get from not only from the camp, but just from summer drills in general?
You know, I think experience, you know, repetition that, you know, you haven't been able to get over the last 8 months, you know, doing other sports or just lifting weights, that, you know, we can actually get out there now and they're actually taking live reps against the defense and, you know, just kind of reiterating the things that we've done, you know, for a full year. And, you know, these guys have really done a good job. And I think the summer is critical because it gives them the confidence that once we do start 2 days that, you know, that they're going to be ready to go.
All right. Lastly, take us through the process. I know you and Martin, and it's kind of a collaborative effort as far as getting him to come out here. So just take us through that process of getting Colin Klein to come out here.
Well, really, it wasn't a whole lot of my doing. I was kind of on the back end of it. You know, from what my understanding is, that Senator Garrett Love was in contact with Bob Temple and Rich Harp at some town meeting, that they were able to pass my phone number along to him to see if the facility would be, you know, available for them to do a camp sometime in July. And so we visited and tried to set dates around Colin's schedule and ours, and really with the support of, you know, Bob Temple and Rich Harp, and I think there's a couple other sponsors, I think Conestoga Energy and Black Hills Energy have, all, you know, donated some money as sponsors to help, you know, offset the payment and help lower the price for our kids when they do go to camp. And, you know, I can't say enough about that and about the support that we have here in Garden City, because if you look online at the Colin Klein Passion Academy website, the only place in the entire state of Kansas that he's doing a two-day camp is in Garden City. And the reason is because of the support and the sponsorships that are available. And so I think that, you know, it says a lot about our community that, you know, support not only, you know, high school athletics, but also Kansas State football. And, you know, it just makes Garden City a great place to be.
Anybody else besides Colin coming? Is he bringing some other players with him?
Yeah, I think he's bringing his father. It is not any other K-State players, but he is bringing his father. I think Dane Simino, who was a Washburn University standout, was from Salina. He played for that indoor Salina Bombers, I think, this past season. It finished second to the Wichita Wild, I think, a week ago. And then there's a couple other coaches and things around, one from Rock Creek High School and another one, I can't remember exactly where he's from, but there's like a party of five or six players/coaches that he's bringing.